There's do or do not. There is no try.
Welcome. It is Wednesday, April 4th, 2018, and today I want to talk about losing. So today I woke up, had 3 hours of sleep, started my training, my fat dad workout, just did 3 exercises for 3 sets, not 4 for 4, which I normally do, but I wanted to conserve my energy mainly because Monday on the second on that workout, I did 2 hours. I meant to do 3 hours, but did 2 hours of jujitsu as well as the fat dad workout and was just dead Tuesday, the third. And so today, did another 2 hours of jujitsu today after my workout, and I am just behind. And see, this is where it gets into losing. Winning and losing is an illusion, but you never realize that until you're winning. For anybody who trains jiu-jitsu, it's one of those things where you leapfrog yourself. And man, I've been having a bad couple of weeks. I'm losing and not being able to push in the ways that I used to be able to push. I'm making mistakes. Things that are second nature to me that I'm very, very good at, I'm failing. And see, this is what happens in jiu-jitsu. And this is why everybody should see it as a challenge for their life and get involved in it if you're physically able to, or anything where there's just a level of expertise that you have to work very, very hard at. Because nothing in my life has challenged me physically so hard where I have to give it my all. Nothing in my life has challenged me in a way where I've done everything right. I can know the technique. I could drill it flawlessly. I could have executed it 2 months ago, 3 months ago, last week, 6 months ago, and yet it doesn't work to people that I thought I was better than. You know, and it was funny because Monday night, yo, man, I just got hammered. I trained at Paragon and I trained again today at Paragon. I was sitting there thinking, because I'm like losing to people that I feel I shouldn't be, but those are exactly the people that I did lose to. This is the thing about jiu-jitsu that you need to know, is you can't lie. Authenticity is demanded on you. If you are somebody that failed, you failed. There's nothing you can say. If I was sick, if I was off, if I made a mistake, whatever, it doesn't matter. You lost. And to walk away with that loss, which has been happening to me a lot, man, it fucks with your head. It challenges you in so many different ways. Yet when the flip side does come back up and you do start winning again, you realize how obsolete all that stuff was. You realize how pointless it is to care about that loss or to think what you thought in your head, what it made you do. The only thing that losing can teach you is to completely have faith in yourself, try harder, and work harder. But anyway, I'm about to train again because this guy showed up. I'm recording something, but you can come in and then the whole world can know you've traded. This is his social security number. So guys, look, man, when you go through this web of failure, confusion, this resistance in life, it's a normal thing. But we also have to have the dialogue as men who want to do better, to not react to basically like the, oh my God, I lost, over and over again, month after month, I gave it my all, failed, nothing worked, I quit, I suck, all that sort of chatter. We need to realize that's normal. Two, we need to also realize that the opposite of our pain is not the answer. It's what we want. It's what motivates us. It's what makes us go forward. But the three, real story of our success is going to carry something completely different, really amazing. And it's going to be really normal in an awesome life. So in all of that, I want you to live that. Because to me, that's one of the greatest lessons that I've ever gotten in my life. Pass it on.
So hard.